Why, thank you, Jungle Jim, for that wonderful musical introduction. Oh, there you are, man. Spring is in the air, and you are blooming, full bloom on your synthesizer over there. Hi, this is Tim Marr. That's Jungle Jim. This is Failing Up, recording this podcast in the basement studio right along the shores of that beautiful Seneca River flowing into the Oswego River, feeding the Great Lake of Ontario. Oh, man, and spring is in the air, and pretty soon you can see the currents, and pretty soon it'll be filled with boats, and people will be going on Lake Ontario, the smallest of the Great Lakes. That's right. Lake Ontario is the smallest of the Great Lakes. Its greatest depth looks to be like 802 feet, where, of course, Lake Superior's depth is 1,333 feet. Crazy, isn't it? By the way, you get at Lake Ontario, you can make a right, and you can head right down 1,000 islands on the St. Lawrence Seaway and right out into the ocean around the world, just like my voice. Somehow you make a left, you get into Buffalo, get up to Toronto, you get onto Lake Erie, the Great Lake Erie, many great battles in Lake Erie. I just read this thing on the Great Lakes, Jungle Jim, where the Great Lakes, the largest one is Superior. It's supposed you can fit all the other Great Lakes right into Superior. And not only that, Superior actually isn't a lake. Superior is a seaway. It's like an inland sea because water is coming and going. It's not an enclosed lake, which is kind of interesting. Also has an island on it with lakes. That's how big that frickin' lake is, I'll tell you. Speaking of Mother Nature, Jim, Jungle, Jim, that's what we're talking about today because we are on the eve. We're recording this podcast on the eve of the great solar eclipse. The great solar eclipse right up here and going out through the United States of America. Big news, solar eclipse. All the people are out there to, you know, you have some individuals, you know, worshiping the eclipse and thinking it has all this hidden meaning, and other folks are just kind of preparing themselves and making these great meccas and trips to see the eclipse. That's right, and they're trying to get the best seats in the house. And the eclipse will start in the United States. It'll go, I believe, like Texas, and then it's gear up, and it's going to get right up into New York, upstate New York, western New York, and up to Burlington, Vermont, and just keep on. You know, it's just like the beginning of this podcast, Jungle Jim. And here, where we're located in upstate New York, we record the podcast Failing Up on a regular basis in the basement studio located along the shores of the mighty Seneca River, feeding all those great lakes, you know, Ontario and Erie and Michigan and Huron and Superior, huge bodies of water. But now it's almost as if now everybody is making a mecca up here. They're charging their ways up into upstate New York so they can see the eclipse in the peak form. You know, that's the best viewing of this eclipse, which I believe lasts about, the actual eclipse, I think, lasts anywhere from like a minute to 2 minutes. But there is an influx of individuals who want to come up here and see this phenomenon. And I believe it's not going to happen again for many, many years. Many, many, many years. I sound like Donald Trump. There's going to be many, many. There are many, many problems. We have many, many problems, which I'm going to fix. So anyway, so the eclipse, they're just stocking up here in upstate New York and places like Oswego and Watertown and Rochester and Buffalo's western New York, Rochester's western New York, to see this eclipse. And it's going to be crazy traffic patterns. You know, it's like, but we're prepared for it. In upstate New York, we're prepared for eclipse crazies because, you know, this is foliage country, and it's going right over into Vermont, which is peak foliage country. So we're used to having outsiders come up here to look at things like leaves and eat tons of apples, and now they're going to look at the eclipse, you know. And, of course, don't look straight at an eclipse. Never look blinded by the light. Never, Bruce Springsteen, never look at the eclipse. If you look at the eclipse, you're going to damage your eyes directly. And I remember back, way back in the day, in the late 60s, there was an eclipse. And they made these boxes that you're supposed to look at it through, and it reflected on the. I never understood it. It was supposed to. The eclipse was going to be in a box, and it was going to go onto a wall. And I thought to myself, why bother? You know. And then it wasn't even where we were located. It wasn't even like maximum viewing. So when it happened, I don't even know if anything really happened. Of course, you know, you have the great Carly Simon song, "You're So Vain." You know, bet you think this song is about you, don't you, don't you, with Mick Jagger on the background singing. And, of course, they were talking about, you know, you were so cool that you got in your Learjet and went to Nova Scotia to see the total eclipse of the sun. Great line in that song. Went on to your Learjet, went to Nova to see the total eclipse of the sun. Yeah, yeah, so cool. Now everybody's coming up on their cars and jets to come to upstate New York to see the total eclipse of the sun by the moon. And of course, there's all kinds of, you know, you get this brings out the best in people. This is just like a Trump campaign. This brings out the freaks, you know. So now all of a sudden it's the end of the world, or all of a sudden there's going to be energy, you know, and animals are going to start mating and cross mating, and water is going to go backwards. And if you flush your toilet, it's going to talk to you. And all these things are going to happen during the eclipse. Your watches are going to stop, and, you know, everything's going to stop, just like, you know, and when the millennial changed and the world was coming to an end. Well, the world, we have a problem with the world, but it's now with the eclipse. But but they make these glasses, you know, and they look like they're cheap, crappy glasses that you would get like out of the fair, or you go to a 3D movie. They're 3D movie glasses, and you wear these. They're telling you, whoever they are, saying, if you wear these 3D movie glasses, you can look directly at the sun when it's being blocked by the moon, and the rim rays, which are, I guess, a bazillion times more intensified than just staring at the normal sun, they're not going to affect you. You just put on these 3D glasses and your eyes are fine. Stare at it. You can stare at it for hours and there'll be no damage. There'll be no damage. Yeah. You know, 60 years ago, they were saying it's okay to smoke. Whoever they were. So everybody's trusting the fact that you can put on these flimsy pieces of plastic, look like 3D glasses, and stare at an eclipse for up to 2 minutes, depending on where you're located during the trail of the eclipse. They even have terms, you know. I forgot the term for best viewing is. But you can stare at it, and you can see it, and it's not going to do any damage to your eyes at all. Yeah. I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to tell you something right now, Jungle Jim. There is no way in hell I'm putting on a pair of those flimsy glasses, those 3D glasses, staring at the sun for 2 minutes while the moon gets in front of it and blocks the sun. You know, it's kind of like if you're at a sporting event or a concert or a movie, and you got your seat and somebody gets in front of you and they block the picture. That's what it is. This is like blocking your view, blocking your view. It's the moon blocking the sunlight. But everybody's got to look at it. Everybody has to have eclipse shirts. Everybody's got eclipse coffee mugs, and there's eclipse cookies, and it's just one of these phenomena. They're cashing in on it. There's like so much eclipse crap that you got to have, and then it's going to be over, and the eclipse stuff's going to be, you know, I'm going out to the store tomorrow, Tuesday morning, April 9th. I'm going to the store, and I'm buying myself a shitload of eclipse cookies. And it doesn't matter if you have the eclipse t-shirt prior to the eclipse or if you have the eclipse t-shirt post-eclipse. Except post-eclipse, that t-shirt's going to be 50% cheaper than it is prior to the eclipse. Got to have it. There's huge eclipse parties, and, you know, there's going to be eclipse orgies. There's going to be eclipse babies. I was an eclipse baby, you know, conceiving during the eclipse. It's going to be all kinds of stuff. The first baby born during the eclipse. You'll be the first baby born during the peak of the eclipse, and each portion of its trajectory. You will be an eclipse baby, or you'll be conceived. You know, the people, you can time it all the time. You can time your rhythmic, you know, if you're really good. You know, after 3 minutes, I'm shopping. If you keep going, you know, you time it and you become an eclipse baby, or you were, you know, conceived during the eclipse. You have the greatest orgasm of your life during the eclipse. The best sex ever happens during total eclipse of the moon, of the sun. Best ever. I wouldn't know, but I wish I had. Or there's going to be all kinds of activity. You know, if you're going to go outside, the birds will start talking to you. Fish will walk. The talking bass. Oh, look at that, Jungle Jim. I just lost my voice. Let me get some coffee. Oh, that was some eclipse. Losing my voice. Eclipse hairball. Fish will talk. Cats will swim. It's going to be wild. Everything's going to go backwards. You know what I mean? So I can't wait. There's going to be traffic jams. And of course you think there's road rage on a normal rush hour. You wait till people got to pull over the car if they didn't get to their spot for the eclipse, and people booked up hotel rooms to get out there. People are going to want the prime spot to see the eclipse. You know, forget if you get in that location, if you get in that geographic location, in this case, certain spots of upstate New York, and you're there, or Western New York, I'm going to guess you got a good, you know, 100 miles to find a spot in an area which really isn't overpopulated. It's not like you're in Manhattan. You know, it's not like you're in L.A. You're in an area which is primarily rural, all mostly rural, and the cities are more like towns. And so you're people are going to scramble to get the best place to look at it, when really all you have to do is look up. Wherever you are, if you step outside here, you can look up, because there are you could be in downtown Rochester, downtown Buffalo, downtown Syracuse, and if you look up, nothing's going to block your view. Unless you're in the woods, then you're in the dark. You're going to be in the dark anyways. Oh, yeah. That's what we're talking, Jungle. You know what I'm saying, Jungle Jim? You and I are going to, you know what we're going to do? We're going to have an eclipse jam session. You and I are going to just, I'm going to listen to you. This is when you can have, you got that shirt on. I can't even see you half the time because you're eclipsing yourself. Jungle Jim's over there eclipsing himself. He's taking this big black sheet of cardboard and putting it in front of himself. And it's like looking at the eclipse, and I have my special 3D glasses on so I can actually kind of look at you. I'm going to put on those 3D freaking glasses that you can buy at any store because they say they're safe. And I'm going to stare at the sun when the rays are the most intense they ever have been in my entire life. And I'm going to trust that. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm going to do tomorrow. Then I'm going to make an appointment at the ophthalmologist. Say that word. At the eye doctor. Ophthalmologist. There we go. And I can't say it, Jungle Jim. I'm going to the eye doctor the next day and get my eyes checked up for burnt retinas. It's a big scam. I think it's really, you know, and where were these glasses made? Who made these glasses? Is there some, like, you know, we're all worried about Big Brother, and we're worried about, you know, X, and we're worried about who's controlling what and who's getting our data and all that kind of stuff. Who made those glasses? Who wants all these people unable to see, and why? I can see the point in that. Ophthalmologist. There we go. Ophthalmologist. Why can't you just say eye doctor? Hey, did you go to the ophthalmologist after the eclipse? Because my retinas are toast. They are toast. I would rather have good retinas and not say that I saw the eclipse. I'd rather have good retinas and buy an eclipse t-shirt the day after. I'd rather have good retinas and eat an eclipse cookie the day after. The only good thing about the eclipse is all these people are getting out of work to see it. All these people are getting out of work to wreck their eyes. I hear you, Jungle Jim. You and I got to get going because we got to check these glasses. We got to make sure that we can get on the roads tomorrow because it's going to be crazy driving. And we got to cover our eyes and say that we saw the eclipse. And then we're going to go to the ophthalmologist. This is Tim Marr. That's Jungle Jim. And this is Failing Up. Oh, boy. Bye-bye.